They had a big party up at PC, Dave.
Yeah, I heard.
Thousands of kids. You know, it'd be one thing if it was on the campus, but it spills out into all those homes, and then the neighbors go crazy over there. Some party up at PC over the weekend. Now, they were partying down at the URI. Kids were partying in Narragansett. But it wasn't as bad as PC. They've made some progress down there. Let me listen to what it was like over the weekend, Dan. What were they playing, the club songs?
Turn down for what?
That's enough of that. Let me ask Police Chief Dean Hoxie and Town Manager Pam Nolan how it went in Narragansett over the weekend. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Gene.
Hey, Chief, not as bad as last year, right?
No, a little quieter, Gene, and I think that's a result of increased and enhanced enforcement effort.
Yeah. Did you make any arrests over the weekend? Set the scene for me. What happened?
Well, we had extra patrols. We had state police in also on a task force. And what we did over the weekend, we had 68 arrests this weekend.
Wow, that's still a lot, Chief.
It is a lot.
But frame it up for me. I know you're saying things are better. Give me the perspective.
Well, the perspective is the number of noise complaints called in by the residents were down substantially.
Yeah.
We'll probably have 6 or 8 stickers going on houses after this weekend, which is down considerably from last year.
Right. So these 68 kids, what do they get? Is this a fine, a ticket? What is it?
All of them were released on scene with a summons, and the summonses range from $200 to $500.
Right. Last year they were all over the place, property damage and everything. Nothing like that this year.
No, we had one neighborhood Thursday night that had some mailboxes vandalized. But other than that, we're counting our blessings. It was better to start.
You could have that anywhere. They knocked my mailboxes off with bats and everything. All right, let's go to Town Manager Pam Nolan. Town Manager, 68 kids arrested. That still seems a little high. What's your perspective on this?
Well, the chief and I have spent the entire summer forming up a new committee down here of residents and looking at all of our situation from three different ways. Increase law enforcement, of course, until we can change the culture, if we can. We're working really closely with the University of Rhode Island and their top officials, and I do mean that they're sending their top officials to help us after last spring's event. So we've also been looking with our building inspector and our minimum housing inspector, all our ordinances.
Right.
So we also hope, the other thing we hope to do is we have hoped that we have reached some landlords and homeowners to you know, let them know that we have serious ordinances in place for cost recovery. Now, it's very expensive for the town. I was out there on Friday night with the chief, and I'll tell you, you couldn't get through Eastward Look without seeing another police car. All I have to say is, when I'm riding in that car, I see dollar signs.
You see dollar signs, meaning what, from the landlords renting to all these kids?
No, I see dollar signs from the police that are out in that neighborhood. In order to keep it that quiet, we had, you know, how many cars did we have out, Dean?
We had 15 cars.
I mean, that's not an unusual night in Narragansett, and it costs a lot of overtime. I mean, that's just the basic cost. If the fire and rescue has to be called, that's a cost. If the DPW has to be called, and very often they do if there's damage or there's a big crowd with litter in the streets, they have to be called also. So that's just one way that we spend as a town in Narragansett spends an awful lot of money on this situation.
Well, how could you recoup some of that? Would you send some of these bad landlords a bill, or could you send the kids a URI? What would you do to recoup some of that? That's not fair to the people who behave in Narragansett.
No, that's right, and we have a cost recovery ordinance in Narragansett that after the first event, I have an officer that will go out today and during this week and visit every house that we got a call on for a noise complaint, and he'll give them a warning letter. If we go there for a subsequent event, they are liable for every cost associated with their party, police officers, fire, DPW, building inspector, and the homeowner and the student or the renters are jointly and severably liable for that cost.
You had 68 arrests over the weekend. What did we have last time when you were in the news last year? Were there more than 100, weren't there?
Well, we had 175 for the beginning of the school year last year in September. I would suspect we'd go over that this year, Gene, with the start we've had. But, you know, if we can change the culture, the mentality that the residents are not living in a student neighborhood, the students are living in a residential neighborhood, that's where we're really trying to gain some ground.
All right. Police Chief Dean Hoxie and the Town Manager Pam Nolan joining me on the parties and progress in curtailing those parties in Narragansett with the URI kids. Chief and Town Manager, thanks.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.